Poisson formula, it will be one of the two main parts. The other will be on Poisson formula, and I realize the two in the introduction. I consider a real Lie group which is algebraic. So G defined over R, GR the real point. And my group is here, it is open in the real point. I consider orbital integrals of semi-simple points. So the hypothesis is that S, the point that give orbital integral, is semi-simple. And the real group that I will define is unimodular. The S and I forgot. G is the algebra. So GS and the GS are the centralizer of S in the two, and there will be other notations of the same type. When X will be in the Lie algebra, and there will be also G of S linear form and the same thing. So my problem is to write the orbital integral with the characters. I explain what is the orbital integral. It is a sort of a distribution theta s. Defined like this. This is a semi-invariant notion which comes from this hypothesis. And the key like this, and this is a hard measure, left hard measure. So the problem, this possible, and how to write theta s with the some complex number, the character. This hat is a unitary dual. And some measure. And in the reductive case, we will see that maybe I have only a conjecture, maybe it is independent of S. So we can apply each part on, we can apply on each part a distribution of S, for example. What is known? The case S equal to 1 is known from the concrete case with explicit complex number is known from the flow. Case S equal to 1, so I call it concrete for cell formula. The orbit method. It is the point of view that I will use. the case G reductive connected is due to the decan. And after this, there are results of Boisy's and Boisy-Drenard, which are much more general, because in the reductive case, they consider any invariant distribution. But for me, from the point of view of integral orbital integral, it is the case J reductive and G under the natural component cyclic. So what are now the methods that I will use? It is a method used by Diffie-Hellman to have another proof of the Clausewitz formula in the semi-simple case. It is a method of descent from Aristandra. I'll explain now. The idea is to prove this equality, some equality like this, by restriction. So we see that G is has an open covering, is covered by open set. I didn't say one is the neutral element, and I will note E an elliptic element. What is elliptic? Elliptic, this is semi-simple. And the eigenvalue are of module 1. There is here a sub-variety. And the VE is a set open in GE. G like this. Open neighborhood of 0. Exponential. X is, excuse me. So the exponential application. And I made a picture here. This is the open set. This is the conjugation class. And here is a exponential P. And by the exponential, we restrict to a set in GE. This is the VE. So the question is we want to have such equality. The distribution sense. So first we have to compute this, and after we will see that the equality from Poisson is the result of some Poisson formula. The first number on the left, it is clear to how to I fix E, and I fix H, and I will use two different, the first with E and the second with E. Hyperbolic, this is a semi-simple with eigenvalues in R. So the formula, we have theta S, I will restrict the second side with E, it will be an open neighborhood of zero in G of X. So here is the VE, we are in VE. I have zero, H, and I want to restrict around H. And I am in, by restriction, I will be in here in GT of H, this. And I want to have equality here. This is something invariant under the group DE. I go to zero by translation. And the equality here is an equality here. There are two cases. It is zero if E exponential H isn't in the conjugate place of S, or if it is, I can assume it is S, and there is a constant due to normalization, easy to calculate, with delta zero, the Dirac measure. If E exponential H equal to S. So we have to prove an equality here. And we will see that this equality here is restriction of. So I have Dirac measure, and it will be a restriction of something which comes from Poisson. I want the equality here. It is this is here. For the second restriction, there is no problem. I will assume at the end that L is elliptic, so I didn't have to explain the second restriction. I only have one restriction. Now I have to compute this. This is a result of a lot of people that in the Duflo concrete tensile formula, it has been computed. It is Kirillov, Rossmann, Calvi, a lot of people, Dufault-Mandern, David. And at the end, Calvi Torres. They compute the stress. I don't write the formula. For P, in Duclos formula. So the first question is in the reductive case, non-connected, that I want to solve. What is the right formula? Computation. For enough P. It will be the part two, a little part. After we have to look at the equality. So it is in the Poincaré case, it is.
You mean that there is not enough pi in the Duclos?
Yes, in the Duclos formula, all the pi have regular infinitesimal character, and here we need other pi. It was known from the Rebecca Herb formula, it is not a surprise in the connected case. So I have to generalize the Duclos method. And in the case of Poincaré, I explain how come the equality. It is a perfect Poincaré formula. So when V is unimodular, it will give a concept Poincaré. Implies the concrete Poincaré formula. First, I give a definition. Let P in G be infinitesimal elliptic. That is any simple with eigenvalue in IR, IE. And in the star space, this is a definition that comes from Michel Bernier work. It is a constant. We have here a polynomial, and we take the value after derivation in E. Here there is another polynomial, determinant of add y over the sum of eigen space in GC for eigenvalue relative to add E. And we take gamma in C such that gamma I gamma is a real positive number. The determinant on this space multiplied by C on C. Like this. And so anything else to integrate? It is a light measure. It is a canonical prefix R measure on G and G E. I don't explain. In the reductive case, it will be a quotient measure. Where Pi of F in G E star is the Cartesian of some bilinear form F over the first, the second variable, restricted to G E square. For a certain orientation, and I don't be precise, and some size. What is the result used in the Planchet formula? It was first a conjecture and then a theorem. So the conjecture was given by Michel Bern. Problem proved by Michel Bern in the semi-simple case, Dufour in the complex case. And after the conjecture was more precise with Tourasseau, and at the end, it was proved in the general case by Calvi, Tourasseau, in two big papers, first part, second part. The conjecture was that, like in the Poisson formula, there is a sum. The sign is equal to there is a function complex valued explicit and some like a measure, it is a generalized positive function. Explicit, which comes from a Duflo measure to Hartmann-Schell, the measure on the interideal. I explain what is the sign. Is an important part. Il manque un chapeau. It is like a Poisson formula. We have a Fourier transform. The sign is exponential. And half of something that is in the pi z. Gamma cool. We sum on all complex numbers that like this dimension gamma relative to add e multiplied by gamma. And the second question so is how to generalize this. predictive case, with S more general. And I will suppose elliptic because I can go to the elliptic case easily. What conjecture can be associated to the orbital integral case? It will be the part 3, and there is also the problem of the measure. I don't have time to explain, but I have written it if you are interested.
What kind of group is
in
this
containing
conjecture?
Any algebraic group. It is for the case S equal 1, it is so the Planchefeld formula. S equal 1 and E equal 1, but E equal 1. I think it is not so a problem. Now, two little parts. Part 2. For the first question. It is something I already published. It is in the Journal of Field Theory. And it is a part of this. I didn't explain how I will use, like I explained today. We suppose V reductive. If it is connected, it is not so important. And I can suppose that it is non-linear. So I will write something that in the linear case would be linear. It can be replaced by a finite covering of D. The subject. There are two difficulties. I use the work of a lot of people. So my monitor is to find the good parameters. So I explain what are the parameters. I use the Dufour's parameter and generalize them. Starting with Harishchandra parameter for limit of discrete series. So first, Harishchandra parameter. I will use couple of linear form and chamber. INC for imaginary non-contact. Lambda is a semi-simple linear form. That is, I use a Killing form to go in the algebra. H varies dollar in the Cartan sub-algebra of D lambda. And such that all the roots are imaginary non-compact. This means, this implies that d lambda is R exponent P cross FL to R exponent Q. In this article, I parameterize all the temperate dual and it is much more complicated. and F3 is a ponder of for the number. Now I introduce quadrant orbit. It comes from the work of Rossmann, and after Duclos parameter that are in connection with quadrant orbit. Let lambda tilde be as before. Make a poll. I need a Liouville measure. Kirilov constant Liouville measure. So I have to attach to this orbit, this is an orbit in this set, the quadrant orbit. It is in the general case, it comes from a Rossmann work. I omega is the unique regular nilpotent orbit of the lambda in the adherence. We are in GC star. The unicity is clean because we are only to consider SL2R here. In general, there is a generalization of Rossmann. And I use Duclos two folder covering of G lambda. I will explain what is G lambda tilde. I have kappa x in the first coordinate in G lambda tilde. G lambda tilde is the stabilizer of lambda tilde. And the other component in the double covering of SL VH that is connected or finite. Such that we have projection from the double covering onto SLL and from G to from G lambda tilde to this. They are equal. The projection of HFO. The second Duclos parameter give the finite dimension representation. So these are representation of the double covering that are unitary. So is equal to minus identity on iota, that is the non-trivial element over, one down. And the now the character formula. After construction of representation, I can set the lambda team is as before, and so reductible unitary representation of some group. There exists a unique representation such that for all E elliptic and almost all X in DEI. We have some function non zero multiply equal the class such that E, this is a finite sum. There is a sign which depends on lambda tilde and some element, the double covering over E prime, which is, I forgot something, G, that is G, lambda tilde is equal to G, which is such a G. And after there is I multiply and a cardinal, which is a group. I look at six points, which is like G lambda tilde, and I look at the orbit. I will extend what is this. Multiply press tau. This is tau is finite dimensional. Multiply the Fourier transform of some civil measure. In X. So I have not time to explain. What is it? It is, I told it is a fine canonically associated to this and lambda tilde. This is And this is a constant that can go out of the sum. I explain what is this. I define beta g lambda tilde, and here it is the same kind of limit measure. And I don't explain what is this, it is some Jacobian. Independent of two lambda tilde. Lambda tilde is either lambda tilde, where it will be here with lambda. This is of the form. Is like this, and I have to extend this. It is the unique chamber that contains six points. That is the formula. Now I try in 10 minutes. To explain the third part. I use a lot of research to have this. In the connected case, it is a result from Adam Starbash-Vaughan. In the other case, I use Boisy's results. Third term, the conjecture. And I have to construct a sign. Six E elliptic. And I want a question formula. I began in the general case, and after, in 2, J will be reductive. The general case, semi-invariant integral, that generalizes the case of Michelbian. The idea is that we have G and here two subalgebras, GE, and after I will use a point in V. So no, this is not this, exponential E. And the two contain VE, its point under E, and E. In the Poisson Clausereau formula, this and this are the same, because exponential E equals 1. So let E be elliptic with the algebra. And such that I have, it is not so nice that in the Poisson-Clausereau formula because I have an hypothesis. And C is an infinite compact supporting. I define a distribution, and GC. The same thing at the beginning, some exponent. And after, there is, it looks like the Poisson-Klausfeld formula. But here, the pattern is related to this algebra. And I have another polynomial that is related to the other algebra. Other sum eigenspace related to add E. After the same thing, where the patient I forgot to write it that equal E. The E of T. The question is here. It is the same thing. With a sign, and the sign is associated to the orientation which comes from add E. So I write here the sign, I don't explain, but it is this orientation over there is a canonical orientation. There is an easy proposition if I copy what was done before. Here we have a distribution that is tempered. And it is semi-invariant, it has a good property so that you can expect to have an inversion formula for orbital integral in the general case. The conjecture. I call the Poisson orbital formula. I know formally how to prove the conjecture I will write in the reductive case. Definition. I need a sign, and it was the most difficult part, I think. And I need a measure. The measure. The E it is a positive measure. And the E star phi is a measurable function, positive. see the generalized function to have a measure and multiply by a hard measure. This is the measure, positive measure, that I am going to define. I write only a part so that you can understand what it look like. There is a sum over Cartan subalgebra, class of Cartan subalgebra of the E, okay, to pi something, the sum on linear form, I will explain, TE, such that are integrable, such that for each z in a clear exponential k0, rho gh is some half sum of a positive root, n positive. And after that is the integral of a partial. Multiply the sum of some term for the bit. And after the cardinal, minus one, some daigo, and using the view. So it is a sum of using the view. I have to explain what is a lambda tilde E, which is related to this. It gives lambda tilde E equal and I have to explain what are TE, KE. Where HE is decomposed in hyperbolic part. It gives H, the commutant in V, which is a Cartan subalgebra of G, equal the same decomposition. And after H, I have T0. T0 is exponential T. And I forgot on the volume, there is a volume. I don't explain. So I write the conjecture. Oui. Si. Oui. Two lines with conjecture. Conjecture. So there exists some G E invariant function such that for each psi we have some question. Other time. Multiply this. And the sign, which is a question of two orientations, which is orientation over, which is a bigger to right. I go in the metalinear group. So over E, I have an element of the metalinear group, obviously, over at E, which is a two-fold covering of GL, GL, G. another orientation. And I divide by the product of two orientations. Like this. So this is the conjecture. It is true in the compact case. I prove it. It is not so difficult. And it is true in the case S equal 1 because it was the Poisson-Planchet formula.